Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about mistakes when asking for advice.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And we're just going to do a relatively quick episode going back and forth. I think the first mistake I'm going to share is probably not obvious. And that mistake is not knowing that you should ask for advice in the first place.
Ooh.
Right? So we're assuming people are asking for advice. I think one that I'm bad at, and you might be too, I don't know. But I think we've talked about this in the past, is that you just don't ask. And I think it goes beyond just work or business. It's a life thing where, like, if you're dealing with something, there are people that will just talk to you, you know, and go talk to them and ask. And when you're struggling or suffering, even worse, it's really important to do that. It might even be people you don't even know that well. It doesn't really matter. I think it's not a humility, it's like opposite of humility, but there's like a vulnerability that we might not be willing to go to certain people or anybody when we have a problem. When, like, you know, I would just say that, like, if you have a problem, you don't know anyone else to call the A-team. No, just kidding. I'm going to leave it at that because I think that sums up one of them for me.
All right. I love that. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I already was in that mind frame of people have already asked for advice. So I love that. So two things that come to my mind instantly. One is making sure that when you ask for advice, you ask from a place of curiosity instead of from a place of trying to confirm that your idea or your opinion is right. Not that it's bad if somebody confirms that the direction you're going towards is one they think as well is the right direction to take. But I always find it that people make that mistake where sometimes they come into a conversation, they are seeking advice, but what they really seek is confirmation, right? All they really want to hear is that they're right and what they're doing is correct. They're not there to truly hear what this other person or this group of people has to say. And so that closes you up to all the value you might be able to receive if you're totally open-minded in that conversation. So make sure when you ask for advice, you truly want to hear everything the other party has to say. Even and especially if it contradicts, you know, what you think the right thing to do would be here, or the tendency, the leaning you already bring to the table when you ask for advice. The other thing that I'll say when it comes to asking for advice is making sure that the one thing that I've noticed myself is that when the advice that somebody gives me is particularly painful, there's some emotional response that I have that is instant and strong and negative. That is, to me, such a big kind of red flag that they're either probably right or there's something here I need to investigate. And I think it took me a very long time to have that level of self-awareness to notice when I had this super strong negative response to a piece of advice. When I strongly disagree, kind of my first instinct is to say, no, that's absolutely not correct. Then I'll take a double take and be like, I have to meditate on this again. And I feel like too many people are not doing that. So when you give them advice that they strongly disagree, they're closing down and they're not listening anymore. And they're switching now the conversation to try to convince you you're wrong versus trying to investigate why you said what you said, if they might be wrong. And the two of us, I just actually thought about this. You're smiling.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
the two of us, last time we met for coffee a few weeks ago in San Francisco, Heaton gave me some advice that at first, my first gut reaction was like, no, that makes no sense. I don't believe that at all. But because it was him and because I disagreed so strongly at first, my gut reaction was like, let me actually marinate on it. And it took all of like 10 minutes or so for me to come around and be like, God damn you, Heaton, I think you're right. I think this is the way this worked out.
And that leads to another tip I think that I have, which is you might have taken it as advice. I considered what I said an observation. So I literally said, hey, Stelly, this is what I think is going on. I didn't even say advice. I didn't try to offer any advice on it. I know you call it advice, which makes sense. And that leads to my point, which is like, you know, this one will be a little bit interesting, but like, I don't want anyone to pick my brain. I don't want anyone to pick my friend's brains. I don't want to pick your brain. So stop thinking of it as picking your brain. And I don't mean to say that because like the visual of picking your brain, because a lot of people have said that and tweeted about it. And I have too, probably in the past. You and I have probably talked about it. But what I mean to say is like observations from other people is really valuable. You're not like, we bucket advice as, oh, tell me what to do or tell me what I should do. Look, if you just observe and say, hey, this is what it sounds like is going on, and you just repeat it back to me, oftentimes I don't see it like that.